This is WCRB in concert with the Handel and Haydn Society. Beethoven and Mozart have a special place in the hearts of music lovers. Those first few notes of Beethoven's Fifth jolt us to attention like nothing else does. And Mozart's effervescent magic flute overture sends our imaginations soaring. These pieces are cornerstones of classical music. If we know them, we usually know what they sound like on modern instruments. But what did Beethoven's Fifth sound like to Beethoven? Did Mozart's flute sound anything like the flutes we hear today? The Handel and Haydn Society answers these questions with an energy and intensity that can only come from a deep understanding of these pieces and of the early 19th century instruments they were written for. The exciting young British conductor Matthew Halls leads the orchestra in Mozart and Beethoven tonight in his H&H debut. And Eric Hoprick plays a copy of an early clarinet in Weber's first clarinet concerto with the Handel and Haydn Society in concert on WCRB. I'm Alan McClellan. We're at Symphony Hall for tonight's concert featuring the young British conductor Matthew Halls, who began his career as a choral scholar, organist, and harpsichordist and went on to become part of the teaching faculty at Oxford University. From there, he began to establish his conducting career, leading orchestras in Britain and Europe. He now travels to conduct orchestras all over the world. Matthew Halls began as an early music conductor, but now he conducts music of all eras. Matthew Halls and the Handel and Haydn Society Orchestra begin with Mozart's Overture to the Magic Flute on WCRB in concert.
Thank you.
The Overture to Mozart's Magic Flute. That's the Handel and Haydn Society Orchestra with Matthew Halls conducting in concert at Symphony Hall. It's a period instrument performance from H&H's 2018-2019 season. That means the musicians are sticking to instruments and performance practices that were used in the time the music was written by Mozart, Beethoven, and our next composer, Carl Maria von Weber. He wrote his first clarinet concerto in 1811 for Heinrich Behrmann, a former soldier and a member of the Munich Court Orchestra. Weber called Behrmann a truly great artist and praised his evenness of tone and divinely tasteful phrasing. This virtuosity was accomplished on an instrument that was much less advanced than the clarinets we usually see today. H&H's principal clarinetist Eric Hoprick has spent a lot of time perfecting his tone on a clarinet modeled after an instrument Heinrich Behrmann would have played when Weber's concerto was first performed in 1811. Here is Eric Hoprick with Matthew Halls conducting the Handel and Haydn Society Orchestra, the first clarinet concerto by Carl Maria von Weber. clarinetist Eric Hoprich, expertly navigating the challenges of playing an early 19th century clarinet in Weber's first clarinet concerto, in concert at Symphony Hall with the Handel and Haydn Society Orchestra, conducted by Matthew Halls. I'm Alan McClellan. You're listening to WCRB In Concert with the Handel and Haydn Society, and a concert from the Society's 2018-2019 season at Symphony Hall. Beethoven's Fifth is next.